At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
That's probably Ralph Northam.
And as long as they stand for the anthem, he'll stay. It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. Accumulus Station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. The White House has put immigration at the top of Congress's to-do list this week, releasing a letter to lawmakers that contains a list of demands that it wants in exchange for allowing young illegal immigrants, the so-called Dreamers, to remain in the country. Those demands include an overhaul of the existing green card system, funding for the wall, and a cutback on the number of unaccompanied minors allowed in. Many of those demands have already been declared non-starters for Democrats. Another NFL Sunday, another day of drama over players kneeling for the national anthem and an apparent choreographed response from the White House.
The vice president was actually at an NFL football game, his hometown Indianapolis Colts. He tweeted a picture of him standing during the national anthem. But when he noticed that some San Francisco 49ers were not standing, he left the game and fired out a series of tweets explaining his reasoning why. Not much later after that, the president himself took credit for the vice president's move, tweeting, quote, I asked VP Pence to leave the stadium if any players kneeled disrespecting our country. I'm proud of him and Second Lady Pence.
Correspondent Ryan Nobles. A week after the Las Vegas shootings, and police remain focused on one question, why?
Clark County Undersheriff Kevin McMahill says he understands the desire, even need to know why 58 were murdered, but asks the media and the public to avoid rumors and speculation. Some may ask why the need to know. Well, aside from satisfying our own human curiosity, it's to find out if any indicators were missed that could help avoid such a tragedy in the future.
Correspondent Jim Roop, an Anne Arundel County native wounded in that attack, remains in a coma.
This is going to be a very long road.
Shooting survivor Tina Frost's family friend Amy Klinger tells us the 27-year-old is doing as well as anyone can hope, given the circumstances. She no longer needs a brain pressure monitor, and she was able to breathe on her own over the weekend, but remains on a ventilator to save her energy. Since the coma was not medically induced, she has to wake up from it on her own.
It could be days, it could be weeks, it could be months.
And doctors don't know what condition she'll be in when it happens. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The two major candidates in Virginia's governor's race meet tonight for their third and final debate. Democrat Ralph Northam has a double-digit lead over Republican Ed Gillespie in the most recent polls, but Gillespie has the Twitter endorsement of President Trump, and tonight's debate in Wise, Virginia is in the Southwest coal country, which Trump won handily in last year's election. Vice President Mike Pence will visit the same part of the state with Gillespie next weekend. The Nationals Cubs series moves to the friendly confines of Wrigley Field this afternoon, with the best of five series knotted at one after the Nats' dramatic 6-3 come from behind win on Saturday. They hope to keep that momentum with their ace Max Scherzer taking the mound.
It's playoffs. Anybody can beat anybody. You know, the whole hitter can take you deep at any moment in today's ball game. You have to just go out there and execute pitches. That's really. There's really no secret to this.
First pitch from Wrigley just after 4 p.m. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,773, the NASDAQ at 6,590. More sports, Max Scherzer takes to the mound as the Nats try to take a 2-1 lead against the Cubs. That game again at 4 p.m. The Red Sox and the Yankees both stave off elimination with wins in the American League playoffs. Football, the Ravens beat the Raiders. NFC East, Eagles win. Cowboys and Giants lose. Sunday night football, the Chiefs remain unbeaten with a win over the Texans. WMAL News time is 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
We don't know why it happened, but we all want to help. Do your part as WMAL and Inova Blood Donor Services host a Vegas Victims Blood Drive Wednesday, October 11th from 2 to 8 at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. The blood drive is open to the public, but you can also make appointments online at WMAL.com/blood drive.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Join the conversation live with Chris Platt, Larry O'Connor, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnaise at WMAL's Breeze Beach Forum, Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere in Alexandria. Chris, Larry, Mary, and Vince live on stage discussing all of the highs and lows in politics today. They'll answer your questions and hold nothing back. WMAL's Breeze Beach Forum, Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or to charge by phone, call 800-745-3000.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, still watch for police direction. They're trying to wrap up from an earlier accident here on the Georgetown Pike right near Swinks Mill Road. So if you're coming inbound, it's just prior to getting through to the Capitol Beltway. On 66, boy, this looks good here. Coming in from Gainesville, Manassas, up the Beltway with the light volume. Have a crash coming off of 50 Arlington Boulevard going westbound and trying to get onto the outer loop at the end of that exit ramp. That's where you see the flashing lights. Police there at the scene of the crash. Southeast DC still closed because of a downed pole and wires from an earlier crash. Closed is Minnesota Avenue at Randall Circle and down to G Street. Shut down each direction. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain tapering off to showers this morning. Isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. 84 degrees, very humid for this time of year. Isolated showers and thunderstorms tonight. Much better tomorrow. Clouds, sunshine, still warm, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 72 in Stafford, 73 in Rockville, 76 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. President Trump's public fallout with Republican Senator Bob Corker overflows onto TV and in print. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnaise on this Monday morning, and we have so much coming up for you on this show. At 7:05, Joe DeGeneva is with us. At 7:35, from the Washington Post, sports reporter Cindy Borino is with us. At 8:05, Jarrett Stepman, writer for the Daily Signal, he's going to talk about the politics of Columbus Day. That'll be fun. At 8:15, Francesca Chambers, she's the White House reporter for the Daily Mail. And at 8:35, Kaylee McEnany, she is the RNC spokesperson, and she'll be joining us to wrap up the show. Really, really packed day for us, Vince, here on Mornings on the Mall, which is good to get your Columbus Day started.
Yeah, very packed. Yeah. Holy cow. So the weekend was packed, Mary, with a lot of things going on for the President of the United States. By the way, never can you accuse this president of being lazy or sitting down on the job. He really does have a million things that are either going through his head or through his administration at any given time, including the occasional tiff. And this tiff this weekend, the highlight of this weekend, was his fight with Tennessee Senator Bob Corker. So these guys decide that they're going to get into a Twitter battle royale. And it all starts with the President of the United States this weekend deciding to all of a sudden tweet the following on Saturday. Senator Bob Corker begged me to endorse him for re-election in Tennessee, he wrote. I said no, and he dropped out. Said he could not win without my endorsement. He also wanted to be Secretary of State. I said, no thanks. He's also largely responsible for the horrendous Iran deal. He added in a follow-up, hence, I would fully expect Corker to be a negative voice and stand in the way of our great agenda. Didn't have the guts to run. So, attacking a Republican senator here who's already announced his retirement and just viciously going after him.
I hear these things, and I... have to say why.
What's like the predicate?
First, what the first thing, because then my brain is like, why? Why would you do this? And I've asked this before regarding the president, and I usually find out in hindsight that there was a reason why. So I'm sure there's a reason why. It's not just a one-off. But he announced he's retiring. I mean, okay, aren't we allowed to retire without the president getting annoyed?
Well, one would hope, although let's kind of go through some of the predicates to this. Remember, over the course of the last week, you had Bob Corker telling reporters on Wednesday that he said, quote, "I think Secretary Tillerson, Secretary Mattis, and Chief of Staff Kelly are the people that help separate our country from chaos." That was him last Wednesday saying that Mattis, Tillerson, and Kelly are basically keeping our country from descending into chaos because they're the responsible ones in the White House, is the deep inference here. He also said he made it seem pretty clear that he thinks there are people in the White House that are not quite as responsible, suggesting that the president of the United States is a bit out of control for his tastes. So that was already going on. He's already signaled that he may have issues with the president's tax plan as well. And again, this is a man who he could oppose the tax plan. He warned the Republican Party last week. So all of this is enough for the president to be, you know, concerned, like that Bob Corker is coming out and attacking the agenda. So how does Bob Corker respond to the president attacking him? With the following. Yesterday, tweeting, "It's a shame the White House has become an adult daycare center. Someone obviously missed their shift this morning."
Okay, no offense, but that's really funny.
That's
funny.
It was wildly popular among blue checkmark Twitter.
It's very funny.
They loved it. Reporters loved it. They thought it was hilarious that Bob Corker was saying that. So there's that. And then now, you know, you kind of need, in part, you know, the Washington Post points out that there are some legislative agenda items that are coming up that you might need Bob Corker for. He's the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. He's going to be determining the future of the Iran nuclear deal in part on Capitol Hill as Trump has decertified the agreement. And he's also on the Senate Budget Committee. And that's important because, of course, they're going to take up this concern about taxes and whether or not we're going to see tax reform come through, or as the president likes to call it these days, tax cuts specifically. So you kind of, you know, for at least for now, you need Bob Corker, but the president doesn't feel that way. And there's also some quibbling going on about what order this phone call happened with Bob Corker. This idea that Corker was begging the president for his endorsement. CNN reports that Trump told Corker he would have endorsed him if he ran for re-election. He called the senator early last week, according to a source who spoke to CNN, and asked him to reconsider his decision not to seek re-election and said, "I would have endorsed him." And he has, as he has said many times. So there's some disagreement about who wanted whose endorsement, who was supporting whom. You know, the fact that Trump's framing it up like Corker was begging for an endorsement, and it was the only way that he would run for re-election because he felt like he needed Trump support. And meanwhile, Corker's camp is like, no, it's not that. He got out, and Trump tried to keep him in.
Can't we just call the Washington Post and ask them for the transcripts of the phone call? Because they have all the information,
right? In this case, CNN.
Or CNN,
yes. Yeah, give us the transcripts. Let us know.
Right, come on, because all that stuff's leaked. The president can't have a phone conversation without that information being leaked. Here's the thing. Regardless of who said what first to whom, the president does need Corker. We need to get certain things passed, right? We can't get anything done with the number we have now. You can't afford to lose one more. But I'm willing to bet that the president is thinking, all right, so he's going to vote against this stuff that his constituents really want. And yes, he's retiring. But do you really want to go out on that note of being hated like that by, you know? If you're Corker, would you vote against stuff just to annoy the president? Yes, you're retiring. You know, are you really going to salt the earth when you leave?
You know, I often think that the guys who retire, when they announce their retirement, are liberated to speak their true mind here.
Yes.
And I'm not certain that Bob Corker's doing this just because he's upset with the president. I'm sure that animates him to an extent. You know, one of the things that he's bringing up, the reason he doesn't want to support this tax reform bill is because that he believes that it adds to the deficit in a meaningful way. He thinks that the growth models that the Trump administration has presented, 3%. Remember, we talked to Larry Kudlow on a weekly basis about this, and he's like, 3%, we're going to get there. You give good tax cuts, the economy is going to explode, and GDP is going to grow at 3%. Corker doesn't buy it. He said the following at the budget committee hearing last week, quote, unless it reduces deficits, let me say that one more time, unless it reduces deficit and does not add to deficits with reasonable and responsible growth models, and unless we can make it permanent, I don't have any interest in it, he said at the budget committee hearing. So we're still waiting on the specific details of this tax plan. But right now, he's at least making the case that this is a principled stand. I don't think this is budget. I don't think this is a responsible move budgetarily.
And this is where politicians really, really bother me, because you are supposed to represent the will of your constituents, not your own personal beliefs. And I would love to know what his constituents think. Because that's what you're supposed to be doing.
We're not going to be able to find out because he's not running for re-election.
Well, that is one way to salt the earth on your way out, I guess. 6:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're in good shape if you're making your trek around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. And I'm not seeing much of any top side of the Beltway delays. This is good. 270, just a little bit of stop and go as you approach and pass 109 and high. It's down to some of the volume, but very decent here past 118 and heading past 370. So just keep alert. We have the rain, the road spray of Virginia. Let's go 66. That looks good too. Manassas and up through to the Beltway. Remember, HOV restrictions lifted on 66 and 395 this morning on this federal holiday. Better news on the Georgetown Pike. You can now use it each direction. They had an earlier crash. The eastbound Georgetown Pike at Swings Mill Road, which I'm now giving the all clear. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today, if you're up, you already know that we're starting the day off with some rain. That'll taper off later this morning. Then there's the chance of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 84. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Again, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a low around 70. And then tomorrow, sunshine with a mix of clouds with a high near 85 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, 75 at 6:16 on WMAL.
J&K Air Conditioning, LLC, can keep you feeling good inside your home with indoor comfort that's inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate on a new Linux system or a fall furnace check for only $85. Call J&K Air Conditioning, LLC at 301-990-0780 today.
Well, it's Columbus Day, so happy Columbus Day, first and foremost.
Thank you.
Us Italians have to have something. Something. We'll take Columbus Day. Trump, the president of the United States, is honoring Columbus Day. He released a statement, and get ready for this. It's if even obligatory statements on holidays are subject of contention now. So the president releasing a statement saying, "We honored the skilled navigator and man of faith whose courageous feat brought together continents and has inspired countless others to pursue their dreams and convictions, even in the face of extreme doubt and tremendous adversity. We also take this opportunity to reaffirm our close ties to Columbus's country of birth, Italy. Italy is a strong ally and a valued partner in promoting peace and promoting prosperity around the world." All right, so there you go. So in his proclamation, he says a bunch of nice things about Christopher Columbus and, of course, Italy. Not of course, but it was nice of him to throw Italy in. Also, I should note that, you know, 6 in 10 Americans believe that celebrating Columbus Day is a good idea. It's a majority, but not a big majority, 6 in 10, while only 29% oppose the holiday, according to a new Marist poll. An overwhelming majority of Americans, 76%, believe that Columbus and other historical figures should be judged by the standards of conduct of their own lifetimes, as opposed to modern standards. Only 16% disagree.
I think most people don't say, yeah, we should celebrate Columbus Day, because most people don't get Columbus Day off. For most people, Columbus Day is like any other day of the year.
Sure.
Unless you work in like a bank or you're a government employee in some way, shape, or form. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, Columbus Day.
Columbus Day.
Yeah, whatever. It's like President's Day, huh? Whatever. Yeah, it's just,
but okay. I mentioned, though, that nothing can pass. We can't have, you know, a presidential statement without a scandal. Well, we have one. So the president releases that nice statement about Columbus and Italy, and his critics point out that Obama was much better at this. Much, much better at releasing presidential statements.
Of course.
This is President Obama's statement last year. Get this. As we mark this rich history, we must also acknowledge the pain and suffering reflected in the stories of Native Americans who had long resided on this land prior to the arrival of European newcomers, which included violence, deprivation, and disease. As we reflect on the adventurers throughout history who charted new courses and sought new heights, let us remember the communities who suffered, and let us pay tribute to our heritage and embrace the multiculturalism that defines the American experience. God. Why it's about the suffering, Mary.
Liberals are just, they're just such sad, depressing people. A celebration of Columbus Day has to invoke suffering. Like, yeah. Really?
Barack Obummer.
Exactly. I'll tell you, I am a glass half full kind of girl, as you know, Vince. And Vince is my polar opposite. Everything is sunshine, roses, and gumdrops in his world.
I think what you meant to say is you're glass half empty.
Oh, yeah. Glass half empty. Yes, that's what I meant to say. Did I say half full?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God, what is wrong with me? It's time to go home.
No, no way.
So, no, but that's you. I'm the glass half full, because my feeling is, listen.
Half empty.
Exactly. Darn it. Duh. Oh, my God, you're rubbing off
Come on
me.
Come on, try it one more time. Let me hear you say it, Mary Walter.
Half empty.
There it is.
But I'm not like a liberal. Like, I'm not like these people who say, oh, this, you know, Columbus, everything's got to be suffering. You always have to find the negative in a
not
holiday.
Not even Mary Walter says, right, let's look for the suffering.
I'm not that pessimistic. Come on. Come on. That's just wrong.
But this is the standard. And I imagine there's a bunch of people out there now thinking to themselves, like, thank God Trump is president. Yes. You remember when Obama would release miserable statements for every holiday? Just like either pictures of himself celebrating the holiday or like a statement about how miserable the holiday actually is and no one realizes it.
Have you seen The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay, all right. So the deal is that the people from Halloween World get mixed up and they get to celebrate Christmas, and it's all dark and dingy, and it's like the Christmas carols are really played really slowly. Like, that's what it's like in a liberal's world. Even Christmas is dark and dingy, and it's not happy, and that's what I think their worlds are like all the
time.
Well,
if you're interested in sort of the real history of Columbus Day, Jared Stepman will join us from the Daily Signal at 8:05 this morning. So pay attention for that. And, you know, the other thing here is Antifa. You're wondering, how is Antifa celebrating Columbus Day? With what they call Deface Columbus Day. So remember, you know, it's not just Confederate statues. It's Columbus statues. So the goal is on October 9th, they coordinated campaign to deface and destroy Columbus statues wherever they can find them. So watch out, Christopher Columbus. There are all sorts of explorers looking for you now to destroy your statue.
This makes me wonder, does this mean that they're mostly government employees because they have the day off?
Yeah, who are these people that have the day off on Columbus Day?
Yeah. How is this legal?
Well, it's not to deface Columbus Day statues.
And how is it legal to even promote violence and promote defacing something? How is this legal? How do we not arrest these people? I don't understand. Somebody needs to get on that, because clearly they've got some kind of publicity arm.
These people, I mean, the group in New York that's calling for this, it already hosts anti-police workshops, and they call for violence against cops and armed insurrection. So I don't think defacing statues is high on their list of things. It's like, is this legal? Should we do this? 6:22 now on WMAL.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you, like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, Marion, it's going to be, and right now it's starting off lighter than normal around the region on this Columbus Day federal holiday. But even with that rain coming down and the road spray, plan for extra braking distance and reduce normal speeds. Just a couple thoughts as you head out the door this morning around the Capitol Beltway. Fantastic. Good. I'm not seeing any delays, though, nor do I have any problems reported. Georgetown Pike has been reopened at Swinks Mill Road. That's where we had the earlier crash. Southeast DC still closed. An accident brought down utility pole and wires on Minnesota Avenue right near Randall Circle. So they have that closed each direction between Randall Circle and G Street. Traffic update sponsored by Ticked. Want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points on your license or your money back? Choose Ticked. Visit TIKD.com today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain this morning. Rain does taper off. Mid to late morning, the rain should start tapering off, maybe a little bit earlier. Chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Breezy, warm, humid, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 75 degrees at 626 on WMAL. All right. Vice President Mike Pence coming to visit. He plans to speak at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Abingdon on Saturday. He's going to be there stumping for Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Gillespie. The rally, according to Gillespie's website, it's also meant to support Jill Vogel, who was on our program last week. I believe she was on Friday. She was with us Thursday or Friday. She was right after that debate. Yep. She's running for lieutenant governor, and also John Adams. He's a candidate for attorney general. So this is to not only support Gillespie, but also Vogel and Adams as well. Now, if you want to attend, you have to register in advance to get a ticket to the event. And obviously, a security check's going to be mandatory. I'm willing to bet, as in most security checks, you probably have to leave the selfie stick home and most likely things like an umbrella. So be smart if you want to go, so that you're not that person on the sidelines who can't get in because you're laden down with stuff.
No knives or guns or anything.
Yeah. Registration information can be found on Gillespie's website. The doors open at 4. The rally is set to begin at 6 o'clock. So that'll be a lot of fun if you're interested. It is Saturday the 14th at the Washington County Fairgrounds. 627 on WMAL.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News and World Report, our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore-Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
Wondering which 401k is right for you, Roth or traditional? Remember, you have choices when saving for retirement. Choosing wisely could make thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars difference for you down the road. Your financial advisor can help you decide which retirement savings vehicle works to your best advantage. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you with your retirement plan decision.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
So coming up on WMAL, the president sent Congress a wish list. His list of what he wants, not for Christmas, probably hopefully before then, for immigration. There's a lot on the list. There's over 70 items approximately on this list of on his immigration wish list.
So part of the deal, baby.
I don't think we're going to get to all of them, but we can hit the highlights and also an update on Vegas and what we know and what we still don't know. It's 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by LeafGuard. President Trump tweeted out a video Sunday night of federal workers assisting with recovery efforts in Puerto Rico and attaching a message that read, "Nobody could have done what I've done for Puerto Rico with so little appreciation. And in fact, there is still so much left to be done."
There is still very much a sense of desperation on the island. Hospitals telling us that that they are operating on a day-by-day basis. 2.5 weeks after the storm, they are having problems finding what they need. We're talking about water, diesel for the generator.
Correspondent Layla Santiago in San Juan. The Tiki Torches returned to Charlottesville over the weekend as white supremacist leader Richard Spencer led what he called a flash mob.
White people around the world, we care about who we are, and we will take a stand. We'll take a stand in Charlottesville. We'll take a stand in Washington, D.C. We'll take a stand anywhere and everywhere.
The rally lasted just a few minutes, and the size paled in comparison to the violent rally that assembled there in August. A newest analysis by the Anti-Defamation League finds that people from 35 events attended that event, speaking to the alt-right's ability to assemble its followers. Federal workers are off today for the Columbus Day holiday, and some Native American organizers in Maryland are spending the day trying to bring attention to their campaign to change the holiday to Indigenous Peoples Day. The effort has been more effective in some places than others. A name change was introduced in Baltimore last year, but the city council did not pass the bill. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,773, the NASDAQ at 6590. In sports, brought to you by McDonald's, the Red Sox and Yankees both stave off elimination with wins in the American League playoffs. Game 3 of the Nats Cubs series starts at 4 with Max Scherzer taking the mound. In football, the Ravens beat the Raiders. NFC East, the Eagles win, the Cowboys and Giants lose. Sunday night football, the Chiefs beat the Texans. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
There's no way around it. Keeping your gutters clean is a pain, not to mention time-consuming, highly unpleasant, and dangerous. Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system, perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders and their technicians will unclog them for free. And right now, well-qualified buyers can get a very low monthly payment and a $250 fall bonus gift card on a whole home gutter system. Plus, they'll even throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher and a free in-home estimate. Call LeafGuard today at 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or go to their website at guttersmaryland.com. That's guttersmaryland.com. Stay off the ladder with LeafGuard.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
You may have heard about dental implants. They're the modern way to replace teeth without traditional dentures. If you need to replace a tooth, talk to your dentist about implants. But if you need many teeth replaced, or even all your teeth replaced, then you need what we call full mouth restoration. That's when you should call me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health.
People come from all over the area to visit me and my expert team because we not only understand the pain and embarrassment of missing teeth, but because we have a reputation for excellence. We handle cases of all sizes, from single implants to full mouth restorations that are virtually indistinguishable from your natural teeth. No traveling to different doctors and offices. We make sure you never go even a day without a full set of teeth. Plus, with sedation dentistry, you can sleep comfortably through the whole visit. All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us.
If you need serious dental work, you'll need the serious, friendly team that can handle it. Call Cascades Dental of Sterling at 866-25-SLEEP or learn more at cascadesdental.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Have a crash, Maryland on 50. 50 commuters coming inbound John Hanson Highway right as you pass Church Road near Freeway Airport. Crews trying to get two vehicles over to the shoulder. So a bit of activity. Do be careful as you come in past 197. Now beyond, we look good up through to the Beltway. You catch a break this morning through Chevrolet inside the Beltway and in Riverdale and the BW Parkway. All to get to New York, Kenilworth Avenue runs well on this federal holiday. Remember, reversible roads will carry two-way traffic today. Very important to note. Virginia, let's go southbound on I-95, where we didn't have any delays, but now we have a crash near Quantico along the right side. So keep in mind, with the wet pavement and road spray, you still need to allow plenty of braking distance and reduce normal speeds. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Remnants from Nate rolling through this morning. Rain steady to heavy at times, tapering off to showers later this morning into the afternoon. Maybe some isolated thunderstorms. Mild and humid and breezy, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 72 in Centerville, 74 in Hyattsville, 73 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
All right, here we go. Here's the rundown. 7:05 this morning, Joe DeGeneva joins us on Mornings on the Mall. 7:35, Cindy Boren. She's a sports reporter for the Washington Post. As the world becomes so political in the world of sports, she'll have a breakdown for us. 8:05, Jarrett Stepman from the Daily Signal is going to break down what Columbus Day is all about, in case you were interested in finding out. And then at 8:15, Francesca Chambers from the Daily Mail about the weekend in politics, a very busy one. And then at 8:35, Kaylee McEnany from the RNC. She's a spokeswoman there, so she's going to be speaking here. Appreciate that. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais and Mary Walter.
Happy Monday. Happy Columbus Day. So President Trump has a wish list. You know, when you're a kid and you go through the Sears wish book, or you got online, you went through your stuff and you came up with this long list of everything you want.
The Sears wish book?
Oh, yeah. The Sears wish book.
What an old-timey reference.
Oh, yeah. When we were real, I was a real little kid. Before my brothers were even born, I remember sitting there with the Sears wish book when I was a real little kid. Because we didn't have stores. We didn't have mall stores. I grew up in the middle of nowhere. Everything had to come through Sears.
Yes, I remember.
So you make this big list. Well, that's what President Trump apparently sat down with the Sears wish book. And he submitted a plan to Congress for immigration enforcement. And his wish list has 70 points on it.
Good for him.
70 points. You know, ask for a lot, maybe you get half, right? Isn't that the rule of negotiation?
Well, yeah.
Ask for way more than what you want, and hopefully you'll get exactly what you want. It's a 70-point enforcement plan proposing the stiffest reforms ever offered by an administration. Now, the plans were this was seen by the Washington Times. They include the border wall. They include more deportation agents, a crackdown on sanctuary cities, so I would assume that also means sanctuary states. We're looking at you, California.
Yeah, Cali.
Stricter limits to chain migration, which is a big one. A lot of people discuss chain migration. You know, you give everybody citizenship, and the average, do you know the average person who gains citizenship now, the average immigrant, brings six people with them through chain migration. They add six more people to the population through chain migration. All right. He wants to give federal agents more leeway to deny illegal immigrants at the border. So, like, I'm watching you climb over the wall. I'm sending you back. He wants to be given
a gentle shove.
Yeah, more leeway to arrest and hold them when they're spotted inside the country and to deport them more speedily. The goal, according to the White House, is to ensure major changes to border security, interior enforcement, and the legal immigration system. A White House official told the Times, anything that is done addressing the status of DACA recipients needs to include these three reforms and solve these three problems. If you don't solve these problems, then you're not going to have a secure border, you're not going to have a lawful immigration system, and you're not going to be able to protect American workers. So they're tying this to DACA, which, of course, Chuck Schumer commented on and said, oh, no, you can't do this. You can't tie this to these dreamers. Senator Dick Durbin said, please do not put the burden on the dreamers to accept every aspect of comprehensive immigration reform to get a chance to become citizens of the United States. So they don't want these things linked, which we had this conversation. Remember when it leaked out probably like a month ago that President Trump was going to give on the border wall, he was going to give on all these things, and we were so angry, and I was angry. I said I was going to hang my Trump flag upside down and at half mast if he gives them citizenship without it getting anything in return. Well, it looks like they're asking for a lot in return. So my faith has been restored. The list includes 27 different suggestions on border security, 39 improvements to interior enforcement, and four major changes to the legal immigration system. Now, this list was built from the ground up. They asked Justice, State, and Labor Departments, and three immigration agencies at Homeland Security for their ideas of what tools they need to crack down and get a handle on illegal immigration. So he went to the people who are in the trenches and said, hey, what can we do to help you? And according to the White House, ideas poured in, and they went through this list and went for the running themes. And the running themes, closing loopholes that illegal immigrants exploit. So these are the people who deal with this. They said lax asylum standards, which legal immigrants have learned to game through saying magic words that earn them instant protections, which we know. There's even pamphlets out there written in different languages that when you get to the border, you say that you're looking for asylum because you're fleeing gang violence or religious persecution. So they know those magic words to say.
So I'm very struck here by the priorities that the White House has outlined, releasing in this phone call with reporters last night, because this represents the RAISE Act stuff. I looked for the word. First things I did were search for the words chain migration and e-verify. Just open the document, 70 items, chain migration, boom, stopping that. E-verify, boom, making that nationwide. So these priorities are baked in. This is, as you said, Mary, a clear sign that the president's going to try and use his leverage. Pardon me. And the other big thing here is that maybe as this will just be a big offer. If there's 70 items, maybe they're willing to take 35 of them. But don't pretend for a moment that Democrats are going to decide that they're going to throw the whole thing out. They desperately want DACA to become law, which means the president has leverage and he should use it.
And as you mentioned, requiring all businesses to use E-Verify, they also will cancel the annual visa lottery as well. That's also on this wish list. 643 on WMAL.
J&K Air Conditioning LLC can keep you feeling good inside your home with indoor comfort that's inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate on a new Linux system or a fall furnace check for only $85. Call J&K Air Conditioning LLC at 301-990-0780 today.
Are you one of those people, like so many of us, that pretend that a tooth doesn't hurt and you try ignoring it and you hope it goes away? And then when you can't take it anymore, you break down and finally go to the dentist. Well, that nagging pain is a constant reminder that you need to do something about it. And the Dream Team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, they're here to help. If you prefer sedation, you need sedation. They're going to customize that for you. Sedation allows for multiple procedures to be done in just one visit, and in many cases, you're not even going to remember it. Or if you just need something to make you less anxious, they can do that as well. So they remove all those excuses to not get your mouth healthy. During your new patient visit, they'll take the time to learn more about you. They'll work with you to plan out that dental plan. You need any more reasons to call? Right now, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry will donate $100 for hurricane relief for every new patient visit now through October. So you're going to do something good for yourself and do something great for someone else. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's the first step for your dental health to improve. Take care of nagging tooth pain, have a beautiful smile, and also help support hurricane relief. Call Rocky now at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Winter is almost here, and you know you need to get a new roof soon. You're dragging your feet, asking around, not sure where to find a roofer who will do a good job at a good price. So you're looking for somebody who knows a guy. I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. In the last 14 years, we've done over 30,000 jobs. The odds are pretty good that you know someone who's gotten a roof from us. So you know what that makes me? That's right, I'm your guy. New Look Home Design does a great job at great prices. And right now we have a great offer, 50% off all roofing materials through the end of October. Since I'm your guy, I'm gonna shoot you straight. We do so many roofs, we strong arm awesome discounts from manufacturers. That's how I get you 50% off on all roofing materials. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Tell them your guy Patrick sent you, and you'll save 50% off on all materials.
It's 6:45. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, so go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good Monday morning, and for most, this is going to be pleasant if you are heading into town today. Light volume on this federal holiday, but keep in mind, even with the light volume, you want to reduce the normal speeds because we have that heavy rain in some areas, the road spray, we've had a couple spin-outs. 50 heading through Annapolis and Bowie in great shape. If you heard me talk about the crash near Freeway Airport, they were able to get that to the shoulder, and quickly that has cleared. A reminder of reversible roads that carry two-way traffic will be in weekend effect, so they won't be like a normal workday morning. Metrorail is operating on a weekend schedule, off-peak fares and trains every 12 minutes. Here we go, Virginia 66, great through Manassas Centerville. A little bit of volume just as you try to get up toward the Beltway past Nutley Street, but nothing reported there along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances 100% this morning. Rain tapers off to showers, though, mid to late morning, maybe a little bit sooner. It'll end southwest to northeast. Remnant moisture from what was once Hurricane Nate rolling through, and then we'll have isolated showers and thunderstorms late morning into the afternoon. Warm, breezy, humid, 84 degrees. Isolated showers and thunderstorms tonight, still warm, 70. Clouds and sunshine, dry and warm tomorrow, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 75 degrees at 6:47. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
All right, I want to give you an update on the Vegas shooter and some of the things we now know. This doesn't may not seem like a lot, but this is just an interesting tidbit here, that he may have had target practice in the desert 2 days before the killing. It appears he went to the desert to practice shooting, according to law enforcement officials familiar with the investigation. They have uncovered video footage from a home surveillance system that shows Stephen Paddock, the shooter, driving along alone to an area on the outskirts of Mesquite, Nevada, and it's a place where locals are known to go target shooting. I guess it's outside and you don't have to be inside, apparently, in Mesquite, Nevada to go shooting. And so there's an area where everybody just goes to shoot outside. The footage shows him heading to the area on the Friday before the attack. So I guess they have several home video surveillance cameras, and they caught him going along that. Now, he has no, as we said, no military service record. He never used his arsenal at the only shooting range within 20 miles of his home, according to the range manager. The desert apparently was the one spot where he did practice. The video footage, as I said, shows him driving along a road that leads to only one place, which is a spot in the desert where everyone goes to shoot, according to law enforcement officials. And apparently the FBI is so stumped as to his motives that they have announced plans to erect billboards in the Las Vegas area asking for tips as investigators seek to understand why he did this. So if anybody knows.
I saw also that he was an aggressive video poker player. They have footage of him and all sorts of things. And imagine in these casinos how many cameras they have at tracking people like this. All these casinos probably combing their footage now for any evidence of what Paddock was up to.
Yeah. And I don't know if we'll ever find out. Also, we have a Vegas prostitute who was with him who said he had some really weird interests in the sexual area.
He's an aggressive man.
Yeah, let's just put it that way. He was aggressive, and leave it at that since it's breakfast. 6:50 on WMAL.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
Save up to $799 on Marvin's replacement window, the Altrex Fiberglass Infinity. October only, and only at The Window Man. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Throughout October, save up to $799 off Marvin's Infinity Altrex fiberglass replacement window. Or no money down, no interest, and no payment until April 2018. Save huge on energy with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. Prior sales excluded. Financing with approved credit. Offers cannot be combined.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal, but you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Morning, Jess.
Hi, Mary. Good morning. On this Columbus Day, banks and the bond markets are closed. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street, which is trading today. Markets are also, are higher in Europe and Asia right now. They've changed. Crude oil is higher, but still below $50 a barrel as Gulf oil rigs start to come back online today after Hurricane Nate. Gas prices are down 7 cents in the past 2 weeks. The Lundberg survey shows the national average $2.56 for a gallon of regular, but that's still nearly 30 cents above what you were paying at the pump a year ago. No earnings or economic reports at all today. The Weinstein Company fired its founder, Harvey Weinstein, over the weekend. This rocked Hollywood and will continue that today. The board said it found out some new information in the past few days about sexual harassment allegations. Number one at the box office over the weekend, Warner Brothers' remake of Blade Runner. Number two was Fox's The Mountain Between Us, and the thriller It came in at number three. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a Frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's sloppy out there for those of you that are heading into the office this morning. And we have an incident now on DC's 295 northbound. After you pass East Capitol Street, keep alert. It's before you get to the exit for Benning Road. That's northbound side of 295. Southbound, you're still lighter than normal. And coming out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, in very good shape there. Now, let's get you Virginia. 95 southbound in Quantico had one that spun out. Everything now contained to the shoulder. Not seeing any delays there either direction. But again, to note, you want to keep those speeds reduced, even though we have lighter than normal volume on this federal holiday. And roads that are reversible roads, such as Rock Creek Parkway and Canal Road, will carry two-way traffic, so they're on a weekend configuration. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain this morning. Rain does taper off. Mid to late morning, the rain should start tapering off, maybe a little bit earlier. Chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Breezy, warm, humid, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 75 degrees at 6:56. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're local, and we offer banking solutions and quick decisions. And when it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
You know, there's so much more to talk about with the shooting in Las Vegas. You know, a week later, we still do not have a motive. However, everyone was talking about the note. There was a note in the room because there was a pad of paper right. That was seen. Everybody was talking about the note. The note, was it a suicide note?
And the sheriff had told us it's not a suicide note. So what was it?
Yes. Yeah, so we found out in an interview that was done on 60 Minutes with some of the officers who were the first ones into that room, into the shooter's room at the Mandalay Bay Hotel. Here's what they said.
I did notice a note on the nightstand near his shooting platform. I could see on it he had written the distance, the elevation he was on, the drop of what his bullet was going to be for the crowd. So he had that written down and figured out so he would know where to shoot to hit his targets from there.
What were the numbers? I'm just trying to... He had done calculations or he...
Yeah, he had written... He must have done the calculations or gone online or something to figure it out of what his altitude was going to be on how high up he was, how far out the crowd was going to be, and what it, at that distance, what his drop of his bullet was going to be. He hadn't written out the calculations. All he had was written out the final numbers that were on the sheet.
All right, so it was not a suicide note. That was Officer David Newton from the Las Vegas Police Department's canine unit. So he automatically knew what that was. He knew what those numbers were, and it may have been very prominently written out exactly what it was. So that puts to rest the fact that there was a suicide note. There was not a suicide note. Now, the insanity, of course, surrounding this, the as we've talked about, the Democrats, you know, broke hips on their way to the microphone to you know, of course, call for a gun ban right away. And Dianne Feinstein was on Meet the Press, and they asked her what could have prevented the mass shooting.
America is a gun-happy country, and I think there are many of us in growing numbers that don't want a gun-happy country. Guns have their place. I don't have a problem if they're used properly. But what I have seen over the decades is a growth of substantial improper use of weapons.
All right, so that was her pivot from the question, what could have prevented this? Because she said, I don't know, I'd have to look at that. I'm not sure there is a set of laws that could have prevented it. And then she pivoted to, we're gun happy, so we have to get rid of guns. We have to ban guns because we're gun happy. But she doesn't know what would have prevented it because he obtained his weapons legally. So she doesn't know if there's a law. At least she was on. She was caught in a brief, honest moment at that second.
Yeah, it's the do something. It doesn't matter if it actually has an impact approach to politics. Thankful. Thank you. Very helpful,
yeah.
Dianne Feinstein.
Well, a little, tiny little bit of honesty there. Vince, tell him what's coming up.
Well, we'll have the great pleasure of speaking to Cindy Boren from the Washington Post. A busy week in sports and politics as the two converge yet again. She'll have answers for us.
And legal analyst Joe DeGeneva will join us. We'll discuss Bergdahl reporting expected to plead guilty, and President Trump allowing that religious exemption.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.